You're listening to the Online News Weather and Trading Post podcast on KBEF.com.
The Webster Parish Sheriff's Office, along with Minden City Police, executed a search warrant at a residence on Horseshoe Loop Friday, with several arrests reported. Arrested was Derek O'Rear, age 37, of 292 Horseshoe Loop, booked for possession Schedule II controlled dangerous substance, meth, and possession of drug paraphernalia. Also arrested Corey Matthew Ray, age 51, of 292 Horseshoe Loop, for possession Schedule II controlled dangerous substance with intent to distribute, possession of a stolen firearm, possession of drug paraphernalia, was also booked as a fugitive wanted by Minden Police as well as the Bossier Sheriff's Office. Charles A. Williams, age 48, of 714 Clay Street, Minden, was booked for possession of Schedule II controlled dangerous substance with intent to distribute and possession of drug paraphernalia. One other arrest reported on an outstanding warrant for dogs at large. Later Friday night, deputies responded to the same address on Horseshoe Loop in response to a report of a prowler and suspicious activity. Upon arrival, deputies spotted someone running from the residence. The suspect was taken into custody. Jason Hillman, age 20, of Doyleen, was booked for resisting an officer by flight, along with possession of Schedule II controlled dangerous substance, meth, possession Schedule IV controlled dangerous substance, clonazepam, and possession of drug paraphernalia. Also arrested at the scene, Audrey Rosipal, age 29, of Dubberly, who was booked for possession Schedule II controlled dangerous substance. Brian Sims, age 53, of Minden, was booked for possession Schedule II controlled dangerous substance. The Sheriff's Office reports the arrest of Chris Wayne Adams, age 49, of Shongaloo, who was booked for theft in connection with the alleged theft of batteries from an oil well site in Cotton Valley. They were later sold at a scrapyard. The Sheriff's Office reports the arrest of Janice Jordan, age 42, of Spring Hill, who was booked for possession of Schedule II controlled dangerous substance, meth, simple criminal damage to property, introducing contraband into a correction facility, and outstanding warrants. One arrest reported by the Sheriff's Office for sexual battery. Minden City Police report the arrest of Ira Miller, age 48, of 409 Front Street, who was booked for theft. One arrest reported by City Police for resisting an officer and public drunk. The Department of Transportation and Development reminding motorists starting today, the outside shoulder of I-220 westbound in Caddo Parish west of Jefferson Page Road will have intermittent closures to allow for barrier rail repairs. The closures are anticipated to take up to 2 weeks, with work to be performed, weather permitting. Today will be sunny with a high near 55, north wind becoming east 5 miles an hour. Clear overnight, low near 36, east wind 5 to 10 miles an hour. 90% chance for showers Tuesday, high 49, east wind 10 to 20 miles an hour. 70% chance Wednesday night, low near 37, east wind gust of 30 miles an hour. Cloudy Wednesday, high 47, partly cloudy Wednesday night, low near 31, and that's the area forecast. Minden Medical Center has announced due to high community transmission levels of COVID-19 and flu, the hospital is now asking all patients and visitors to wear a mask in all areas of the hospital. They will continue to update the guidelines weekly. In a recent session of District Criminal Court held before Judge Charles Smith, Clyde Donovan Benton was given 2 years suspended, 2 years probation, for possession of Schedule II controlled dangerous substance. Jeremy Bradley was fined $500 plus court cost, or 60 days in jail, plus 60 days suspended and a year probation for DWI. Austin Tyler Davis was sentenced to 11 years at hard labor with all but a year suspended for simple burglary. Chelsea Anita Flanagan was given 90 days suspended and a year probation, and fined $250 plus court costs for disturbing the peace. Caturius Quindrell Harris pleaded guilty to DWI third offense. A pre-sentencing investigation was ordered. Charmaine Hawkins pleaded not guilty to domestic abuse battery and will stand trial at a later date. Clayton Lynn Pratt pleaded not guilty to domestic abuse with child endangerment and will stand trial May 1st. Michael Lee Butler pleaded not guilty to possession Schedule 4 controlled dangerous substance and will stand trial May 1st. Michael Jason McConaughey pleaded not guilty to DWI third offense and will stand trial at a later date. Carl Rugley Jr. pleaded not guilty to possession of a firearm by a convicted felon and will stand trial January 30th. A special meeting of the Webster Parish Police Jury is scheduled for Tuesday. The meeting is scheduled for 1 o'clock Tuesday afternoon in the Courthouse Annex Police Jury Meeting Room. AT&T will be on hand to make an announcement concerning the installation of high fiber optic lines in Webster Parish in conjunction with the broadband program through the state of Louisiana. At a recent meeting of the Bossier Parish Police Jury, the jury approved an application for a zoning amendment to change a classification of a land of Kingston Road and Palmetto Road from residence agriculture to one family for a residential subdivision with the condition the approval excludes access to Airline Drive. Approved a plat of development of the Rosewalk Subdivision Unit 1 off Kingston Road. Amendment to change the classification of land northwest corner of Kingston Road and Palmetto Road from residence agriculture to neighborhood business district for future commercial development. Approved an application for the sale of high and low content alcohol for off-premise consumption at 3489 Swan Lake Road. Approved proposed development of Dogwood South Subdivision Unit 22 off Tall Pines Road. A zoning amendment to change the classification of a tract of land from residence agriculture to B1 business commercial for North Caddo Medical Center, and a minor plat and site plan for North Caddo Medical Center, South Bossier Subdivision off Barksdale Boulevard, an application for approval for sale of high and low content alcohol for on and off-premise consumption at 1911 Highway 80 East in Houghton, an application to the Board of Adjustments for special exemption use approval for the sale of low and high content alcohol for off-premise consumption at a convenience store at 1115 Highway 162 in Benton, proposed development of River Square Subdivision off Benton Road, proposed development of B-Bend Estate Subdivision off B-Bend Drive and Bird Circle, proposed development of Heartwood Acres Subdivision Unit 2 and Unit 3 located off Crouch Road, approved itemized expense allowance pursuant to House Bill 879. Scheduled a public hearing for March 1st to consider an application for use approval for a personal storage warehouse facility at 4900 Benton Road. A public hearing for February 15th to consider approval of a plat and site plan for development of the Covenant Church subdivision off Highway 3 north of Lafitte Lane, and plat and site plan for development of the Houghton Tenant Center off Highway 80. Heard a 30-day property standards review of properties on Ashwood Drive in Houghton, Bodcaw Station Road in Houghton, as well as Lynn Twin Circle in Benton. Appointed Trudy Abner as the police jury representative on the Northwest Louisiana Human Services District Board. Approved a cooperative endeavor agreement with the town of Benton concerning property at 112 Stinson Road, a resolution of appreciation to Jacqueline Gore, as well as to Elmore Morris for years of service on the Bossier Library Board of Control, a rental decrease and amendment to an agreement with the Cyber Innovation Center, an application for a beer and liquor license for a Mexican restaurant at 5515 Airline Drive, adopt an ordinance authorizing Bossier Parish to enter into an amended local services agreement with Bossier City for a number of improvement projects, a proposal from Cothran Graff and Smoke Engineering on behalf of Sewage District 1 for Bossier Parish for professional services for evaluation of the Bossier Parish Jail Booster Station, as well as for drilling and testing three water well sites at the Bossier Jail facility, approved a change order for proposed street improvements, a change order for the Bay Hills main entrance improvements, proposal from David Valentine on behalf of Waterworks District 1 for appraisal services for Highway 80 sewer extension to Highway 157 at Creekside Subdivision, and approved a variance to permit a home to be built below road elevation. Funeral services for Vernon Ward, age 75, of Minden, are scheduled for 11 o'clock today at Christian Church of Minden, with Paul Gray and Ginger Gray officiating. Burial will follow at the Hillcrest Memorial Park. Survivors include his wife, Deborah Ward, a son, Vernon S. Ward, a daughter, Vonda Ward, three sisters, Maggie Broussard, Vera Lyons, and Mary Diane Harris, four grandchildren, and four great-grandchildren. Funeral services for Bonnie R. Ashley are scheduled for 11 o'clock today in the Roseneath Chapel, with Tracy Wingett officiating. Burial will be in the Fairview Church of Christ Cemetery in Marion, Louisiana. A visitation will be held today from 9 a.m. till 10:45 a.m. prior to the service. Survivors include a son, two daughters, including Trista Ashley of Minden, a sister, seven grandchildren, 13 great-grandchildren, and one great-great-grandchild also survives. Wimberly Agency is a multiple-line independent insurance agency that has served our area for nearly 60 years. From a personal auto policy with one vehicle to a growing business with a large fleet of vehicles, pollution exposure, and large bond demands, Wimberly Agency has the company and personnel to provide excellent insurance solutions. With convenient locations in Minden, Ringgold, Homer, and Hainesville, call 377-3611 or visit WimberlyAgency.com. Good afternoon. It's time for the Trading Post on Kansas Radio, the program to buy, sell, trade, give away, lost and found. So get your pencil and paper ready. It's time for the Trading Post on AM 1240 KASO. On the Trading Post, all telephone numbers will begin with a 377 prefix unless otherwise stated. All the cell phone numbers will have the area code 318 unless otherwise mentioned. For rent, a three-bedroom brick house at 612 Watt Circle. Call 0060. They have a three-bedroom house for rent, brick house. It's located at 612 Watt Circle. 0060 is the number. A couch to give away. Call 2584. They have a couch to give away. They're at 2584. Wanted someone to build a privacy fence. Call and give quotes at 268-1945. Wanted someone who could build a privacy fence. Call and give a quote at 268-1945. Wanted a stove for around $50. They'd also like to buy a refrigerator with a price of around $75. Call 678-0354. Wanted a stove for around $50 and wants to buy a refrigerator for around $75. 678-0354. Four tires for sale, size 235-16. They're $15 each, or you can buy all four for $50 at 780-5239. Four tires for sale, size 235-16. $15 each or $50 to buy all four. 780-5239. For sale, an electric dryer and a gas stove at 455-9682. For sale, electric dryer and a gas stove, 455-9682. Wanted two truck tires size 255-7016, 465-3881. Wanted, two truck tires in size 255-7016, 465-3881. Greens for sale, 562-0887, and leave message. They have greens to sell. Call 562-0887. Please leave message and phone number. For sale, a computer roller desk and a pop-up hunting blind, 754-8967. A computer roller desk and a pop-up hunting blind for sale, all at 754-8967. For sale, two dog houses, one for $35 and one for $45, 562-0603. They have two dog houses for sale. One goes for $35. You can buy the other one for $45 at 562-0603. Wanted, a couch and a recliner, 382-3985. Wanted, a couch and a recliner at 382-3985. For rent, a three-bedroom, one-bath house at 803 Center Street, $800 a month, plus an $850 deposit. Call 553-0189. That's for rent. Three-bedroom, one-bath house at 803 Center, $800 a month, plus an $850 deposit at 553-0189.
That was today's online news, weather, and Trading Post podcast on KBEF.com.